Okay, this is per person income, average global income, okay, in dollars, 2010 dollars, adjusted for inflation, from 1800 to today. Graphed, however, against carbon consumption. And what you see is the average income of people around the world over this period went from $180 per capita in 1800 to about 1,000 in 1920 to a little more than 2,000 in 1960 to almost $9,000 today. Okay, this is one of the greatest stories ever told. This is humanity's escape from poverty. Billions of people escaping from poverty, enabled by increasing carbon consumption. And now you have people come along and say, we have to stop this. We want to stop the increase in carbon consumption. We want to stop this line from keep going up, which is exactly what it needs to do. Because while $9,000 a year average income is a great achievement, it's hardly enough. Okay, it's, you know, one-fifth of the average in the United States today, and we still have some poverty here. And half the world is below the average. This thing needs to go forward. And for someone to say, no, we want to stop it. We're fine as we are. Let the rest of them starve. We don't care. Or better yet, let's impose the Kyoto Treaty and reduce carbon consumption back to what it was in 1990, okay, when the world per capita income was $5,000 a year. Okay, that was fine. That's good enough for us. This is the most reactionary, cruel, brutal, heartless policy that anyone could possibly propose. Okay, the moral imperative of our generation is to continue this march forward. This thing's a miracle.